We're here.
When?
You're saying now?
Where?
Here. Good for you. The formulation of a conceptual possibility that you would make a fundamental admission within our association of each other that I am offering you through my own revelation a solution that momentarily was not present with you are the dictates of my Savior Jesus Christ. He says very simply, I have undergone a revelation within my idea of light form and am, are you ready, reparticleized. Say to me, transfigurated. Yeah. Okay. I arrived here about 6:30 this morning. Okay, Jesus, incidentally, was with me because he's going to be here as you depart and return and depart and return, because for our associations, all of time is going on all the time. The miracle is going to show us the relative possibility of the immediacy of the transformation of our body identities. Now, obviously, the denial of what I am in my association with you will be contained within your own reflection of mind that justifies the idea that you're separate. Okay? Say to me, idea. Yeah. Look with me there, you. The idea that you have about yourself in that correspondence of time is not who you are. How do you know that's not who you are? I'm telling you. What other evidence would you need? This is from Jesus, incidentally, particularly for you. You have conceptually admitted in your testament, in your testimony, that Jesus was abiding with you at this time. And of course he is. Where else would he be in space-time? If this is the only space-time there is, what are you afraid of? The power of his light. Because the power of his light will immediately destroy your own location in time. You'll be realigned, okay, in your idea of the protection of separation to a wider range of correspondence within time. Say to me, idea again, idea. Everything you see reflects an idea of light energy about who you are. I am in an association of my mind through the resurrection of Jesus telling you that who you pretend to be is not who you are, and that is my certainty of the uncertainty principle. Very simply because, obviously, every time you locate yourself objectively, you're already gone because you're an idea of separation contained within your own mind. Will you listen to this for just a second? What I see reflects a process in my mind which starts with my idea of what I want. From there, the mind makes up an image of the thing the mind desires, judges valuable, and therefore seeks to find. These images are then projected outward, looked upon, esteemed as real, and guarded as one's own. From insane wishes comes insane world. From judgment comes a world condemned. And from forgiving thoughts, a gentle world comes forth with mercy for the Holy Son of God to offer him a kindly home where he can rest a while before he journeys on and help his brothers walk ahead with him and find the way to heaven and to God. Our Father, your ideas reflect the truth and mine apart from yours but make up dreams. Let me behold what only yours reflects, for yours and yours alone establish truth. Here, should we try it with me? I'm going to walk ahead with you just for a moment in the idea that you're getting a reflection of correspondence contained with what you call an event horizon. Every idea you have about yourself within this location of time is your determination to remain in that location. Look with me. There. That was better. There. That was a miracle. This is from Jesus. What happened? Your idea of association of past and future that confirmed your idea of that aging body was disrupted momentarily by one single clear thought. Okay? Say to me, I'm a thought of God. Yeah. You're God's idea. You have an idea about yourself as being located in space-time. I am offering you through revelation my certainty that the power of light from which you protect yourself will immediately make available to you a new correspondence in time. One thing for sure, as long as you believe you're that body, you're going to locate yourself and you're going to demonstrate to me the idea that you are that body, and you will attempt to condemn me to your own association with yourself in your own dream of death. I'm in your dream. I'm where you have momentarily located yourself to show you that in that location, in your galactic identity, although there be billions and billions of other galaxies, that you were for just a moment in an infinite maze of dark light that denied you access to the light that's now available. Above all else, I want to see differently. Say that to me. I see only the past. I see what's not there. I'm upset because I can't seem to locate myself. And when I do locate myself, I am in a continuing condition of the defense of my location, which will inevitably cause the forms of light that are associated within the continuity of sequential time to attack and defend within their own idea of themselves. You're in a causal loop. This from Jesus, we talked about it this morning, that brings you back in to a reference of separate location that is then justified by the projections of your own mind. Will you look with me at the New Testament just for another moment? And we'll talk about it. What does Jesus do after he reassociates the idea that if you'll forgive the transgressions of your neighbor, you can see the truth of you, since your neighbor is yourself, and that the faculty of self-recognition can be applied in a finding of our correspondences of moments of love and forgiveness. Let's look at it within the New Testament. I have it right here. I'm going to read to you just for a minute. I hope this is okay. Did you see who's standing next to you right there? Say to me, that's not Jesus, that's Martha, or George, or David, or whoever else has given himself a name. I'm not concerned about the name you're giving yourself. If you have any identity about yourself at all, it's impossible that it will exclude all of space-time. In the very simplest fashion, any self-identity of location simply does not exist. This with the certainty that time lasted but a moment in your mind with no effect upon eternity. And so as all time passed, there you saw it, and everything exactly as it was, okay, before the time of terror took the place of love. Now, this next 14 minutes, if you'll recognize the relative idea of the immediacy of the continuity of time, can bring you more results in your search for the truth than you could possibly imagine. Very simply because the truth is in you, not out there. I know why you're hated and reviled, because you're suddenly going to stand up and say, I am the light of the world. It may be followed by the idea, I'm not certain about that. But since I can't be certain about anything, why not allow my uncertainty to include the possibility of the power of my mind individually to resolve the difficulty of my location and separation from God? Why not indeed? The background music is Taking a Chance on Love. It's a simple idea. I don't know what the answer is, but I know that I can't find it within this perspective. That's what we read in that science magazine, isn't it? That's what we read in the idea that you can't be located. Here's how Jesus says it in the New Testament. Listen. The reason this seems to be taking a long time, you're listening to me, there are you who ran out and are calling people about this, is it is taking a long time. Remember, I'm not concerned about the longevity of the time it's going to take. I'm only concerned about the continuity of the definition of your relationship in the universe. One thing you know for sure, as you are constituted as a human being, you cannot not be in a transition of a moment from location in what you call space-time to the certainty of who you really are, expressed in self-discovery. Listen to what Jesus has to say about it. Look what the Pharisees say. Thou bearest record of thyself, and thy record is not true, because we know perfectly well you're as untrue as we are. Fundamentally, we know we're very uncertain, so we depend on an objective God to sustain the conflict that we feel in our uncertainty. Is that too much of a reach for you? Those of you who are going out into the world undergoing your own associations of revelation are immediately being attacked by the pharisaical idea that you're still a body, even though your new location in space-time shows you that you're not actually in this procedure at all. You're in another continuity of time. Here's how Jesus expresses it. Listen, Jesus says, though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true. For I know whence I came and whither I go, but ye cannot tell whence I come and whither I go, because you judge after the flesh, and I judge no man. That's an incredible idea of my certainty that if you don't judge, you can leave here. Obviously, if you're in an objective association of yourself, you will formulate a judgment that sustains your idea of separate bodies. Jesus says, where I'm from, you don't know, and where I'm going, you don't know. And the reason you don't is you're trapped in a conceptual association of your own identity. He says, I don't judge anybody. Let's look at it together. God doesn't judge. As difficult as that might be for you, He has left judgment to you. You need an assistance in the manner of the application of your conceptual self-identity so you can see that you have limited yourself to an association of light correspondence, that is the idea of the vibrations of light, the power of light, in the exclusion of gamma ray, which would be a billion times a short ray, that all the power of the conversion contains. So that the vibrations of light that we're feeling right there with each other are going to show you that you indeed are not from here either. This is what I learned from Jesus. What He's going to say is in His own certainty of revelation and subsequent resurrection, that he will demonstrate to you a correspondence in time that's immediately available to you. You are the way, you are the truth, and you are the light. And he's been with you since your own resurrection. Is he going to deny your own space-time location? Of course he's going to deny it. Why wouldn't he deny it? You affirm it and deny it each moment within your own correspondence of yourself. I'm confirming to you from a revelatory idea of a particular location in time for which you were searching, but were, in a literal sense, afraid to find, because it will be a loss momentarily of your egotistical correspondence that previously identified yourself as a body. Jesus says to you, you're not a body. You're judging after the fleshy man. Listen. And yet if I judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I and the Father that sent me. Listen, it is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. Look, I am one that bears witness of myself, and the Father that sent me, he beareth witnesses of me within a new association of time in which I find immediate correspondence. In my correspondence with the universe outside of the frame of reference, I offer to you a shortening of your fleshy association with yourself, with my sure indication that the continuity of time is going on now simultaneously with your idea of separation. And that if I offer you the truth of who I am, are you going to listen to me? It cannot not be the truth of who you are. Jesus in the New Testament says it's as simple as this. I have found a recommunication with the universe that transcends my necessity to be located in this body. I am in a continuing demonstration to you of the alteration of time that will allow you to see the immediacy. It's called healing. The idea that, what did you say that I was? In the record that you hold of me, a 77-year-old man. What in hell would a 77-year-old man be? You just admitted to me that at no single moment can you locate yourself. Why are you so persistent in your failure to allow me to demonstrate to you a new correspondence in space-time that's available to you? Shall I tell you what you're afraid of? The loss of your own location. Yet when I ask you in this science demonstration to locate yourself, you're unable to do so. Say to me, I'm afraid you're right. Why would you be afraid that I'm right? Answer me, fearful one. You're obviously afraid that the message I'm giving you is true. Come on. If the message I'm giving you is true, it cannot not be through your own research and conversion based on the reasonableness of the idea of a single source of reality that in truth you can't be located at all. Now to you, that is a fearful loss of your location. To me, or to anyone who undergoes the principle of being reborn, it's the idea that in this time and place, if you choose with me for the next 24 minutes, to let that 24 minutes represent all of the time and space there will ever be, it will. Why? It's all the time and space there is. What could appear to take 1,000 years in this Course in Miracles, or the conversion of causal loop, can show you that at any given moment as you come around based on your old references, by changing the future, you can change the past. To go back into the past and attempt to change it is a verification of the past. Should we practice one sentence and then I'll read it? Here's what Jesus says. There is no link of our present memory with each other to the past. Precisely what John 8's going to say. My link is with God. Your link is with your old associations in time. Are you signaling me that I have 4 minutes? All we have left is 4 minutes. Can it be accomplished? Huh? Can we repair the warp drive sufficiently so that a moment as we do the countdown, we'll be able to see Revelation? At the moment that it seems most unlikely is where the solution lies, very simply because you have given up a momentary capacity to identify yourself. All capacity of relative associations, of organization of matter in the power of light are changing each instant. Your need to hold them within the chaotic possibility of an alternative contained within your own mind are why you are here. I can get 2 more sentences in here and I'm going to have to take a break. Listen. So they say to him, where is your father, Jesus? And Jesus says, you neither know me nor my father. For if you'd known me, you would also have known your father, for goodness sake. I'm just offering you the simple solution that we all come from a single source. Your fear of coming from a single source will be because of your necessity to forgive the objective associations of your own mind by which you identify yourself in location. And they're not true. And by the time you see that association, who you call your brother or your sister or your lover out there, he has already disappeared within the particle wave association of the illusion of your body form. If you let me, and I bet we'll leave here in a minute, I'll come back. If you let me, I'll take 2,000 years from this scripture and show you that Jesus is with you, was with you this morning, is going to show you evidence in the entirety of space-time, and you will be able to leave here on the third day. What will have to do with this world? I don't understand your question. Why do you question me conceptually about your association with my offering when I just got through telling you your conceptual association is where your problem is? Obviously, in the practice of this mind training, you begin to accept an alternative in space-time that's contained within you that alters the continuity by which you previously identified yourself. Who the world is telling you are is not who you are. I'm going to tell you right now who you are. You are the only living Son of God, divine and divine in every association you have with each other. Very simply because God is the mind with which we are thinking. And God goes with us wherever we go because we cannot be absent from the entirety of eternal life. Life is eternal. Therefore, time is an invention of the idea of separation. I'll see you in just a moment. Let's say it together, shall we? God bless us, each and every one, and I see you're beginning to aggregate in reformulations of continuity of time from which you can escape this frame of definition of being separate. Thank you. We only have 27 minutes to go. So we sing it together. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong, they are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. How are you going to look at that with me? Why would I be concerned about how you look at it? I have found the peace that finally we will be associated with the idea of innocence. The whole idea of time is the idea of guilt. Come on, it's time for you to look at it with me. The idea that you are organized in a conceptual association of yourself is what guilt is. Suffer the little children to come unto me, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. And if that's too difficult for your self-concepts, that's too bad. Some of us, although it took us a very long time, have finally learned that in the retention of our own concept of ourself, in our need to participate in the conflict that justified our love for each other, there was no solution. And that in laying down our defenses, at any given moment was the entirety of self-recognition in the simple practice of forgiveness. Listen to me, and then I'll read this. Forgiveness has absolutely nothing to do with what you're forgiving. Till I tell you why, there's nothing to forgive. Since you actually can't be located in space-time, the idea of the relative association of momentum in regard to where you're going is obscenely ridiculous. And there's no possibility. I am not offering you the solution based on the immediacy of the scripture. Very simply because he is resurrected and you are gone from here. Am I concerned if you call this the second coming? I have no idea what the first or second or a million comings is. I'm very certain of this. The time will come, and did, when you will recognize the entirety of your association within your own mind with the continuum of time that you now occupy, since you are the invention of that continuum of time. And I'm going to read a little more New Testament to you. This is how Jesus says it. These words spake Jesus in the treasury as he taught in the temple, and no man laid a hand on him, for his hour was not yet come. It's a simple idea. He was still being allowed in the establishment, even though he was beginning to express his certainty that the establishment itself was an illusion, because the establishment itself is an illusion. But see the ordeal that he had to go through? Listen. Jesus says to them, I go my way, and ye seek me, and shall die in your sins, because where I go, you cannot come. And the Jews said, will he kill himself? Because he said, whither I go, you cannot come. So the idea of not being able to go to God is your idea of death, not life. What I'm saying to you is, where I'm going, you can't go because of your relationship with death, which is impossible. And the only place you believe you can't go is death. And in truth, death is what eternal life is. And in the recognition of the conversion within its entirety of your idea of temporal association with yourself, will be the immediacy of our correspondence with each other. Practice. This is the time that you have decided that you've had enough of the conflict that's occurring within this continuum of time. Look with me. You've been in this point before, because this is the causal loop. But each time you've come back into the idea of being separate, your fear of the complete conversion within time has caused you to go outside of yourself in a procedure that justified your previous ideas until gravity curved you back around and you ended up exactly where you started. You are hell-bent on retaining the idea that your old memories will sustain you. Okay, once more, there is no link of memory to the past. If I can get you to see with me that all of the continuity of time is going on right now, that's what the scripture is going to see, you can recognize that the figure of light of Jesus is standing next to you in a new continuity of time that is available to you if you'll stop protecting your little parameter of non-existence. Here's the way he says it. And he said to them, "You are from beneath, I am from above. Ye are of this world, I am not of this world. I said therefore unto you that you will die in your sins, for if ye believe not that I am he, ye shall die in your sins," very simply because in not recognizing me, you can't recognize yourself. A little too rapid a step for you. It's impossible if you are in a continuity of time associations of objective identities that every identity out there cannot offer you the entirety of the solution of your relationship with yourself. Slow down. If that's true, everyone that you're meeting in your identity through love of each other can find moments of correspondence in which you will escape the bondage of time. All of your aggregations of human conditions are designed to bind you to the idea of a matrix of location. Yet if any single mind within that idea of location expresses the power of the utilization of the mind of God, that power immediately became available to all minds, very simply because we share a single mind. I want you to share my certainty of who I am at this time, and at least initially, let's not try to define the teachers of God within the correspondences from which they have escaped. Till I practice with you, you have to be born again. I have no idea what you think being born again is, but I can assure you from a quantum physics standpoint that a continuing rebirth is actually occurring anyway, since any particle of location is being instantly converted to the light or light energy of the power of a single mind. Say to me, how did I ever get into this? The reason there's no explanation for that philosopher, although you continue to believe there is, and it will be evident in this Time magazine, is every time you express yourself as how you got into this, you are confirming the idea of your location, and I'm denying it. Shall I tell you why? This is the scripture. There is no answer to your problem, except in the entirety of my certainty that as you have located yourself, you actually don't exist. The creative energy of light that will manifest itself to you in this agency of the conversion of our power to share this moment of love, are demonstrating on a continuing basis the healing that just occurred then. See how Jesus began? Remember when we read in this 2 hours how he asked forgiving minds to forgive the agency where they were venting their rage? At that moment of forgiveness, they found a correspondence with each other. In the two factors that Jesus drew on the ground, the first factor was his certainty of the availability in an abstraction of the location where the concentration of pain. You got me back teaching the beginning of 8. So he immediately challenged those that were in the parameter of attack in what he had recognized in his mind as the conversion. All right. They examined their own individual consciousnesses and discovered that their individual participation in blame and guilt were all that there really was. Because in the next moment, Jesus is standing with the woman and there's no one to condemn her. Did he forgive her? Certainly. Did he do it conceptually? Absolutely not. He did it by the conversion of the conceptual self-identity. If I had time in this new idea of quantum, in the discovery that communication must be instantaneous to be real, would be the offering of this. That there's no separation in the idea of cause and effect. That he's telling all of the participants here that if they attack, they will be defending their own position. And through the defense of themselves, they will be then attacked by what they are determined to organize as evil separate from themselves. Say to me, the salvation of the world depends on me. Big deal. Why wouldn't it depend on you? The world is an invention of your own conceptual idea of yourself. I can formulate that for you in any number of ways, in fact, in any ways that you'd like to recognize it. Your fear is very simply that I'm going to make you responsible for all the conflict that appears to be going on in this world. Okay. Now, as your denial that you are the cause of it increases, the idea of conflict or fear increases in an association of your determination not to accept the light of this offer. Perhaps it's time for us to look together at last at what this world is offering you. Isn't it time for you to change your mind about who you are? See, the reason that I can help you with it is that my mind has been changed, not by the correspondence with this world, but in my certainty that in my dependency on God, I could share the harmony of the love we're expressing for each other right now. Can we merge into a moment of self-recognition that allows us to dream a single dream of escaping from time together? Certainly, listen to what Jesus says about it. Then said they unto him, Who art thou? And Jesus said to them, And you listen. Even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge of you, but he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard of him. And they understood not that he spake to them of the Father. And he said to them, When you have lifted up the Son of Man, then shall ye know that I am he, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught me, I speak these things. And he that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. And if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed. Listen, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Notice that he says immediately the idea that I have been with you as a converting agency of light since the beginning of time. Will you look at that with me just for a moment? What you do is destroy the continuity of time by dividing it into past and future and refusing to accept the moment of the acceleration of time that can occur here and now. Say to me, I have 12 minutes to go. The event that is occurring with you at this time and place, through this reading, through the certainty that though you may define it as the second coming, that he has always been with you, as the scripture said, from the beginning of time, and is representing to you a realignment of the idea of your separation in time. Am I concerned about this world? Why would I be concerned about the world? Look at yourself from the idea of the universe that's expanding all around you, and each moment contracts into the idea of separation, hence expands. Okay? And has been in relative association with yourself, say to me, 13,000 million years. How old is 13,000 million years made? Okay, shall I try it with you? I am approximately 13,000 million years old. Say to me, you are not. How old am I then? Well, how many times have you been circling around this little sun? That'll indicate how old you are in your body form. Let's try not to be ridiculous. If we get a chance, we're going to be reading about the relative associations of time. This magazine, I understand, has become very popular. It's a science magazine, and it's all about time. Here it is, right there. I'll get it. And I enjoy it very simply. The only thing they haven't really done is include the teachings of Jesus. Yet the entire idea of the philosophy of separate self-identity is included in with the New Testament. What's the actual difference between the correspondence of Jesus and this? None whatsoever. Both are going to say to you finally, are you ready? Time is an illusion. The difficulty you have with that is that if you can't locate yourself somewhere in time, you won't be who you think you are. Say to me, in that case, I'll be dead. Dead from what? Dead from where? Dead from who? Why dead? How dead? Who dead? You listen. Death is an idea that takes many forms, and you're trapped in the idea of a body formulation. There is no death. The Son of God is free. What you're representing to me in that body form is every emotional idea you have about yourself is as fearful is a justification for your own location. I am offering you the freedom of not being located. Can you see this with me? It's a freedom of mind in the recognition of the power of light that is going to literally reconfigurate your idea of the illusion of body form. Want to practice a little healing with me? I had a request from a very lovely consciousness from the healing center that I perform an act of healing, and I'm doing it right now. Will you share this with me? Because that healing just occurred. Maybe in the centurion where Jesus says, I'm doing healing, and the centurion says to me, I see that you can heal. I believe that you can heal my daughter, whoever, who is very sick. Listen to me. He shared with Jesus' mind the idea of the power of healing relative to and the instancy of a location of what was separate minds. our course has taught us that in quantum identities, when we are healed, we're not healed alone. I want to concentrate, and there she is right there. Oh my goodness sake. Yes, I'll help her. She's asleep. Trust me with this. I'm a Christian healer. You trust me? I'm healing through the mind of my Savior, Jesus Christ, in the enlightened procedure of the idea that I can alter associations within time. What do I care whether you believe me or not? You believe whatever you want to be an idea about yourself in that association. Just as certainly, if you're an idea about yourself condemned to a body form, you will believe that you can become sick. Okay, whatever your idea of remedy and sickness is, that idea of sickness will then take intense hold of you, and you will literally attack and defend yourself in the idea of a sick body through the anger of your inability to find yourself. Listen to me. That healing occurred in a very dramatic fashion because of the unjustness of the sickness to that little girl. Okay? But instead of depending on the idea that you felt the frustration, you simply turned to God and said, to the mind of Jesus, you are whole and perfect. What did it have to do with the correspondences of objective time within the healing procedure? Say to me, nothing. Look with me. The miracle of time, in the entirety of its expanding association, is available to you at this instant. Say to me, I am whole and perfect as I was created. Did you? All power is given unto me on earth and in heaven. Did you see Jesus just come into your life? He's always been there, but in your pursuit, in your frantic need to identify yourself as a body, you momentarily refuse to accept the idea of forgiveness of your brother, who is your own conflict contained within your own mind about your need to define yourself. So it was just a matter of time, wasn't it? And we have shown each other in this past couple of hours that time is relative to who we want to be in our identities of yourself. And you've got a body figure that said he was born today, or better, came into this continuum of time today. He'll be here tomorrow, and on the third day he will leave. Stand by. Now it's the second day. My time is up. Now, I came here yesterday. Yeah, I'm into this time. I came yesterday and I'm here. I'm going to leave tomorrow. Okay? Now I have yesterday and tomorrow, but that's all the time that I have left. Today, right now, at this time, you can live in the entirety of the continuity of time if you choose. Okay? This is 40,000 years ago. This is 40,000 years from now. This is yesterday. This is tomorrow. This is here and now. Welcome to the here and now. I am a reflection of your mind, who at your instruction is confirming that this is the time and place when the entirety of you was dissolved in an instant of self-recognition. It's the advent of a great awakening, and it's going on here and now through the mind of Jesus and the body of Jesus, or any body that is determined to express a certainty of escape from time. This world was over a long time ago. You know it, I know it, and I'm confirming it to you individually within your own mind not in the matrix of the correspondence of what appears to be a location in the universe. God goes with us wherever we go and is the light of the moment that we just shared together. This is the time that you have chosen to awaken from this dream of death, and the world is going to change as you observe the new harmony of love and forgiveness that is entered into this parameter, right here and right now. Just you, not someone else. I'm in your dream, confirming through the resurrection of Jesus the certainty that the time has come for you to awaken to the truth. Because God goes with us wherever we go, and allows us to see that we are the light of the world. I'll see you again soon. There's a whole new continuity of time going around everyone now. And everyone has finally decided, hey, I want this power of light to be available to me. And the moment you ask for it, you got the result of your own thinking. Because God is the mind with which we think, so we can say together, God bless us, each and every one, and most particularly you, for recognizing the power of your mind to make a decision to leave this continuity of time. I am a confirmation of a decision that has always been available to you. Thank you for sharing my compromising determination of the possibility of the reassociation and alignment of yourself. I'll be with you until this is over. As will that association that's right next to you if you let him. Turn to him and say, thank you for you. Thank you for you. In you, I recognize myself. And this world. How sweet it is. Little outtake. You now, you're turning to each other and you've discovered the immediacy within you. Carry it out into the world. Never mind what the world tells you. I'll be with you.